Local shares posted another encouraging improvement on Thursday, adding to yesterday's gains, which were one of the best improvements of the year. Today, on Thursday, the ASX 200 up by around 59 points, or just under 1%, further into decade-high territory. Now, the only sector to underperform today, once again, was the telco sector, reflecting Telstra's weaker performance as much as anything else, down by another 1.5%, having lost the better part of 5% yesterday, effectively highlighting an earnings downgrade. Elsewhere, we saw miners tend to do quite well, even though the US dollar and its strength has been creating headwinds for commodity prices. BHP and Rio up by just under 0.75%. Gold stocks firmer, St Barbara Limited, Northern Star and Newcrest Mining up by about 1%. Energy stocks a little bit mixed ahead of the OPEC meeting, which will kick off in Vienna tomorrow. A lot of discussion on the sidelines about production increases. Woodside was up by around 0.75%, but Santos down by about 0.2%. Overwhelmingly, the gains were driven by the improvements in the banks. So the CBA, NAB and Westpac groups were up by more than 1%. As far as company news was concerned today, a bit of that around. Worley Parsons was up by 2%. They've been granted an extension to their existing services contract with Chevron when it comes to their Australian assets. APN Outdoor, they today were the subject of a takeover bid from JC&Co, which is the world's largest outdoor advertising group. As a result, APN shares were up by around 13%. Ramsay Healthcare down by 7% on the back of an earnings downgrade. They say that they're dealing with more challenging conditions in Australia and the UK, where volumes are falling in terms of admissions, but then also the delayed rollout of their pharmacy business is a headwind as well. Gateway has been the subject of a renewed takeover bid, this time from another US organisation called Brookfield. So Gateway shares today up by 6.5%. Earlier in the week, they saw another takeover bid from another US operator. They are up 27% year to date. The Aussie dollar a little bit weaker at 73.5 US cents.